BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history, but fortunately for us, God wrote it down all in His prophecies what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective, for without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the prophecy news headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, the Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on, The Remnant's Call, the Sledgehammer Show. On tonight's show, it's Sledgehammer Show number 432, Evil Desires to Control Everyone. Evil Desires to Control Everyone. Let me introduce myself to everybody out there. I'm Rav Hanun ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the Book of Revelation. You can come out any Saturday at 11 o'clock for the worship, the news, and the Word of God and fellowship. Come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Our website is bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. If you'd like to send us an email to tell us whether you love or hate the show, the podcast, send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. We put our show, well, we don't put this show on YouTube, but we put our Bible study and our live Shabbat service. We put everything on Rumble because Rumble is a good, a really good platform. So if you're on Rumble, subscribe to our page at rumble.com/BGMCTV. That's rumble.com/BGMCTV. And if you're on YouTube, youtube.com/BGMCTV. And you can always find our streams on Shabbat, Tuesday for Bible study, and Wednesday for the Sledgehammer Show at yeshuatube.org. Okay, and if you'd like to support the Sledgehammer Show, send a check or a money order to Beth Goyim at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Once again, I'm joined on the show here by none other than Ben Jimenez III. Ben Jimenez III. And we're going to start off the show this week with looking at something amazing. Okay, this is a headline from New York City. Wood-fired pizza ovens are destroying the planet. That must be a lot of pizza. Okay, wood-fired pizza ovens are destroying the planet. Now, if you believe that, you really, well, you're probably not watching the Sledgehammer Show because we use too many big words for you, like the and be and there and. Okay. If you believe that wood-fired pizza ovens are destroying the planet, you are really toilet tissue. Okay. You really are a brainless wonder. And if, you know, any of the television shows like CNN and MSNBC and all the regular television news networks that are carrying that and saying this is, we got to get rid of these things, they really are really stupid people. But let's start off with going to the scriptures to try to understand the news that we're going to bring forth in today's show. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, it said, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect, okay? So what we need to understand, and anybody who's listening to this show, pass along the link to thesledgehammershow.com. Pass it along to your Facebook friends, to your social media, all the different social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you're on. Pass this show along, because we need to start fighting back in every means possible, because they're planning on doing something big very soon. And they're planning for war, and we need to get ready for war, because we as it says in Romans, do not be conformed to this world. So for Passover, for Pesach, you have to cook the lamb. Well, one, you have to have a lamb, okay? But two, you need to, it has to be in fire. Excuse me one second, let me just get a drink here. So if they're not allowing you to make fire, then you're not really keeping the commandment, okay? So it is very important that we should not be conformed to this world, okay? And let's go to another scripture here. In Exodus, Shemot 23, verse 1 and 2. You are not to repeat false rumors. Do not join hands with the wicked by offering perjured testimony. Do not follow the crowd when it does what is wrong. And don't allow the popular view to sway you into offering testimony for any cause if the effect will be to pervert justice. Okay, so we see there once again, do not follow the crowd. Okay, it's something that is really important that we don't do, that we should not follow the crowd. We should not join hands with the wicked, okay? We should not offer perjured testimony for no reason at all. We should not pervert justice. And, you know, there's big things coming that we're going to prove in this show, that evil wants to control us. They're going to, you know, there's going to be another so-called pandemic or plandemic, okay? But we need to stand up in any means necessary to keep our rights. We need to get involved. We need to push back. And I'm not saying push back easy. I'm saying push back hard. In Michigan, they're talking about, you know, that scum chicken Gretchen Whitmer, they're making laws that you can't even be a conservative. If a gay person doesn't like, if they say they're offended, you can go to jail, Ben. Okay, so these things are happening rapidly, and it's because we are not standing up and getting rid of these people in office. I mean, by any means possible. Okay, we need to separate. You know, a town needs to, you know, each town needs to make sure the election is real. That means if everybody has to go to one place and vote, and, you know, everybody needs to be able to see the vote, then that's what we need to do. Okay, we need to stand up. But the biggest key, as we always say here on the show, is that that we've forgotten God. So God has given us over to them. So Ben, what do you see about not being conformed to the ways of the world, not following the crowd? What do you say as we start the show, and what do you say about pizza?
Well, first of all, the whole pizza, that article just had me shaking my head, because if pizza ovens are destroying the environment, okay, what do we say about all these wildfires that happen during the course of the summer into the fall? What do we say about the wildfires that supposedly happened in, well, they did happen, but all those wildfires that started at the same time up in Canada? We need to stop the wildfires, you know, that's my suggestion. We've been cooking on, you know, in wood ovens for eons, since the beginning of time, you know. How else would we roast the lamb, you know, on a wood fire, you know. But this just goes to show how senseless these people who are making these rulings are. You know, it's just another form of control. If they can control how we cook our food, if they can control what we eat, if they can control how we spend our money, then we are no longer free, and we've given up our freedoms to them, right? That's, I mean, in Romans it says, do not be conformed to this world. It also says we are of this world, but we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're of another world. You know, we belong to the kingdom of God, and it's better to obey God than to obey man, you know, because ultimately our eternity depends on us obeying God, his just rulings and statutes, or obeying man and living in peaceful slavery for a short period of time. Because, you know, just like the grass grows and the flower grows and it withers, so is our lives. You know, we're here today, gone tomorrow, you know, and it's all in the blink of an eye. It just that quick, everything could be taken away from us. But we have how can I put this? We've given up a lot of our rights for peacefulness, you know, and little by little they're trampling on the Constitution. And I believe that a lot of this is happening because people are ignorant to the words in the Constitution. They don't know what the Constitution says. They don't understand what the Constitution stands for, you know. It's the same thing with the Word of God, you know. They don't want to obey because there's too many laws. You know, there's 613, you know, mitzvot. And, oh my gosh, that is so much. I can't deal with this. But little do they know that in the New Testament, there's 1,050 commandments. Most of them come from the Old Testament, you know. But then you have a bunch in the book of James. Do this, don't do that, you know. Don't speak evil of your neighbor, you know. It's all repeated because we as humans tend to forget. That's why God told us wear the tzitzit. So this way, when you look at it, you'll remember the commandments, you know. But because we've forgotten God, we've forgotten his word, we've forgotten the commandments, and lo and behold, here we are.
It's definitely that here we are because we have forgotten God's word. We have forgotten what is important. And as we see there in Exodus 23:2, do not follow the crowd when it does what is wrong. And that is very much our world today. I mean, we could have many shows. I mean, it gets monotonous on all of what the homos are doing, walking around naked, doing all those nasty things. It's just, we're in a society that knows no boundaries, that knows no truth, and we can't follow the crowd. So we got to bring up an old poem. We have to bring up this old poem because it's important, because this is what's happening, and this is what the liberals, the godless people don't understand, because they're too stupid and they're toilet tissue, okay? And they don't study history, and they don't know what's coming. You know, they got all the homos prancing around naked at all the pride events and stuff like that. But what they need to look at and what we need to look at, because this is coming not only to them, they're later. It's coming to us first, those of us who believe and try to follow God. This is by Martin Niemöller. It says, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." We need to really look at this and understand it very, very important, because they're going to come. They're going to come, you know, and they don't go after the big prize first. Evil that wants to control knows that, and they know it, you know, because evil is from Satan. And in the garden, he didn't sit, he was very slick. He was very careful about how he worded the things to Chava. Because, you know, first of all, Satan didn't go after Adam. He went after his wife, who heard the word of God from her husband Adam. So Satan goes after those who haven't heard the word directly. And he went after her to say, did God really say, you know, that you would die? And we need to understand this process that Satan does. And it's very important from this pre-World War II poem. You know, first they came for the socialists, and then I did not speak because I was not a socialist. So you might not be saying anything, well, I'm not a Christian, so I'm not going to worry about this. I'm not a parent, so I don't worry about the children. I'm not a this, I'm not a that. So you need to look at this and say, you know, you might not be these things, but once the evil starts getting rid of the socialists, the trade unionists, the Jews, there's going to be nobody left for you. And do you really think that these people are going to they're going to keep you around when they don't need you, or they're going to make you a slave just like everybody else? Okay, so we start that, and we need to look at what genocide is. Okay, what genocide is. Okay, there's a couple of shows that we did that when you go to thesledgehammershow.com, there'll be a link for the other shows that we did just totally on genocide. But we're going to look at stage 3, and then we're going to look at stage 4. I'll bring Ben on in a moment. Okay, so stage 3, discrimination. This stage centers on the dominant group, fueled by ideology, using power structures in their control to deny the rights of those they wish to exclude or exterminate. Minority groups are often blocked from basic rights, civil, and human, and dominant groups use this to grow their power. Okay, so fueled by an ideology. So they promote this ideology of homosexuality, or, you know, secularism against those of us who believe in God. So they'll use the power structures, Ben, they'll use the power structures to utilize them to get their power. They'll use the liberal judges, they'll use the school systems, they'll use these things, and they'll discriminate against those of us who are normal, because anybody who's gay is abnormal. It is an abnormal lifestyle. It is abhorrent to God. And so is, you know, many, many other things. Okay? It's not just homosexuality. It's not going to a congregation on Shabbat. It's eating pork. It's things like that. It can be as simple as that. When you believe that you're a god and you get rid of God's laws, then you are fueled by your ideology. And Satan knows how to use the power structures for his agenda. Okay? Yes, our God wins in the end, but there's a lot of dead people in the interim. So, Ben, you know, this discrimination that we see, do you see it, you know, do you see the ideology of the secularist? Do you see the ideology of the that ideology utilizing those power structures? What do you think, Ben? Can't hear you.
I definitely can see what's going on with the discrimination. Although it's not blatantly out in the open, it's devised in such a way that it remains unnoticeable. When their inclusive language, when they're saying that, you know, it's for the right of humanity, for it's for the betterment of our environment, of the ecosystem, with this inclusive language, they're actually telling you out in the open without you realizing it, if your eyes aren't open enough, is that we're going to eliminate you because the ecosystem deserves better than what we have right now, you know, and that ties into the discrimination. You know, there's a system that they use that's called, you know, situational design, you know, and situational design has 9 steps, you know, before they actually take over and take control. You know, first they train the people just to be consumers, just consume. You don't have to produce anything. We'll produce everything here. Just buy, and take it in. You know, then they infiltrate us adults with the news, and they use our children to get to our sentiments, because we know that our children, you know, we want the best for them. You know, then they indoctrinate the children through schools and the music without letting you know. And they infiltrate with the apps on the phones, and you know, the parents should buy the kids' phones so they don't feel left out. You know, they'll be taken care of in a corner. You know, the babysitter, the electronic babysitter will watch over them. You know, then they separate the right from the left, and they make us fight between each other. Then they separate white and black. They use racism, you know, and then after they use racism, they separate the rich from the poor. They eliminate the middle class just to have 2 classes, the controlling class and the producing class. The poor is the one that produces for the rich, you know, and then they use religion and equality to separate us even more, you know. Then they fabricate a problem made of lies, like an invisible enemy that's coming to destroy the world unless you take the juice, you know. And then they put it on the news every night, so this way you hear it day and night, just like that constant drip on the rock that slowly but surely erodes it from the surface down into its core. And then when everybody starts to fight and is divided, that's when they come in and shut everything down, because now no longer is anybody in control, you know. So they take the control from the people, and they take the basic human rights, you know, which is God first, liberty, and then justice. There will be no justice if they take control, because their form of justice is, you get out of line, you're eliminated. We will no longer be human beings. We will be machines that will just produce for them, and then once we're done producing, they get rid of us. You know, it's a wicked, wicked system. You know, and the only one that can mastermind us is the enemy. But we as believers can counter that if we get down on our knees and do what's supposed to be done. If we pray, if we stay, if we fight our battles on our knees, we could stand and conquer any war. But first, we have to remember to put God first. God and His Word first. Everything else is secondary. But we've forgotten that. And that is what has brought us to this stage in humanity. And, you know, the end is very, very near.
Yes, I agree. It's very near. And it's not just saying we need to follow God's Word. You need to know what it is that you're supposed to follow. Because the next stage of genocide is dehumanization. In this stage, the perpetrating power begins to equate the target group or groups as subhuman status. So they start saying you're racist. Your language is racist. Your skin color is racist. And that's what they've done. You know, we've come a long way from, you know, Dr. King, you know, saying I have a dream, and, you know, his skin color, we got rid of that, that skin color didn't matter. But now the skin color does matter, but now it's going after the people of lighter skin color, or the whites. So you make them a subhuman status. Members of the groups are likened to animals, vermin, insects, and or diseases. What happens next is they dehumanize these people. They promote hate propaganda. Oh, you don't have a vaccination. You don't think, you know, people say, well, they've already forgotten about that. Okay, well, let me bring your shirt up there. Okay, and so it looks like a bullet. Come and make me. Okay, so they dehumanize the people. And they promote hate propaganda in print and other media. And that's what's been going on. Okay? This is something for us to very much look at, because you think it's gone away and most people don't pay attention to the news, you know, very much. I pay great attention to the news, both here and abroad, all around. So now we come back to that picture and to that story that we started off with. What these people do that you must realize is going on is they take away extraneous things. They take away things that they keep squeezing you and squeezing you. Take away what a snake does. Well, how does a snake get its prey? It wraps itself around the prey and it loosens up and then it tightens down. Loosens up and then tightens down. So you think that this is just some silly little story, okay? They're in New York, they're taking away the wood-fired pizza ovens, okay? It isn't a little story. It's a shot across the bow. It's something that we should really all be paying attention to, because if the government of New York City is going to crack down on these pizza ovens because they're using wood to make, and it does taste a lot better. It does. But if they're willing to do that, that doesn't really bother me. Okay, well, are you they came for the trade unionists, they came for the socialists, and then when they're coming for you, there'll be nobody to speak up for you. So the historic Big Apple Pizza in New York City is going to have to pay out a lot of money in fines. They're going to go out of business because they're not going to be able to replace their ovens. Nobody's going to, the pizza's not going to be as good. There's just something about when you're using fire to cook, it does taste a lot different. And they what the New York City Department of Environmental Protection is saying, you know, they want to cut emissions, they want to slice carbon emissions by up to 75%. By up to 75%. Now, this is what some people might think is something small. It is not small. What it is it's taking your freedoms away. What it's doing is taking freedoms away, and they're getting closer to you. They're taking little by little. Ben, okay, Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, because as I'm reading this, they're saying that they want to come after these restaurants that are using wood-burning ovens. Now, if they come after these restaurants that are using these wood-burning ovens to make the pizza, what's going to happen to the family cookouts? Because you have to burn charcoal to cook your food on a grill. If they once they come after them and they shut them down, nobody is going to be able to barbecue anymore, because that is going to be the second issue for their climate, the Green Deal, you know? And people have to be aware of this, because they, like you said, they come after the little things, then they come after you. And this of them.
They go after little things, and then they go after you, what Ben was just saying. And that's what we really need to look at, because we're not looking at it, and that's why I brought that poem up in the beginning. They have this stage of genocide. They start out small. They go after you know, it's sort of like hunting. When the lion hunts for his prey, he doesn't go after the strongest buck. He goes after the weak one. He goes after the babies. He goes after, because he doesn't want to have to work real hard to, and he doesn't want to lose his own life to do that. So let me bring up the slide again so you can see it. Because it's what people don't really look at. That's why we do the Sledgehammer Show, because you need to understand that we can't conform to society. It's one thing, that's why we started with Romans. But when they're taking away, well, I don't really care about, I don't like pizza, okay? So you don't like pizza, that's fine. But Ben made an exceptional point. You can't have a cookout. You can't go out and have a picnic. You can't go to the beach and have a cookout, okay? This is things that we need to really look at, because they're going to start on the things that are far away from us, and well, it doesn't affect me. I don't live in New York City, okay? That's fine. You don't live in New York City, but do you really think it's only going to stay there? Do you really think that? So let's move on to the next part. Now, this is something that's going to affect us all. Senate Republicans seek to block Biden from declaring climate national emergency. Right there in that headline, it should really, really worry you that this, who's ever running the country, Biden's not running the country, it's Obama or somebody else or whomever. But if they're seeking to block Biden from declaring a climate national emergency, once that happens, okay, and we've seen these plandemics, we've seen them doing all these things to taking away the wood stove, they're making you do electric. They don't want you to have any type of freedom. So these Republican senators are trying to stop this climate national emergency. Because once they do that, they put all the federal resources. And then what we need to really do is have a national divorce. We really need to divorce from one another, from other states that don't have any brain power. New York State has no brain power. And if you're living up there, get out while you can. Okay? So, once they like I said, Well, I don't really worry about a pizza oven. It's not that you should be worrying about. It's that the government is saying that you can't have something that we have always. So we look at this, Ben. What do you think is going to happen if they declare a climate national emergency? What do you think will go on with that?
Well, if this takes place, then we're really all in a world of trouble, because by declaring a climate national emergency, they can put restrictions on everything, meaning they can put restrictions on you buying gas, you driving your car to and from work, you going to the supermarket to buy food, because now there's a national emergency, we have to ration everything out. This is like it says down here, it's an executive overreach, and this is something that the government lately has been good at. They've been good at just coming, reaching over and putting their hands in everybody's pocket and stopping everybody from doing a lot of things. The lockdowns were the experiment to see how far they can go to control the population. And they succeeded. They succeeded because there was only a handful of people that did not comply. The majority of the world gave up their rights because they were told to. And ever since then, it's been nothing but chipping. They've been chipping away at the stone. They've been, what, you know, they started with the abortion clinics, and the liquor stores were the only things that were allowed to be open. They came after the religious institutions and they locked them down. Why? Because they can't deal with the spiritual country. They can't deal with the spiritual forces and the defensive forces of God if everybody came together. So how do you stop it? You put restrictions. And this right here is the segue for them to continue putting restrictions on people till finally they have trampled on the Bill of Rights, they have trampled on the Constitution, they have annulled all the amendments, and they've introduced the totalitarian regime. And that's exactly what we're heading to if we allow this to happen. But people need to wake up. People need to return, like you said, Rav, they need to return and know what is the word of God. They need to return and know what are the commandments that have to be followed. Because it's not just 1, 2, 3, you know, to 10. It's all of them. You know, you may say there's 613 commandments, but the 613 commandments aren't specifically for each individual person. They are separated for the Levites, for the business owner, for the slave owner, for the woman, for the husband, for the wife. It's things that we have to follow, because God knows our heart, and He knows in which direction we can go. And He as a loving Father doesn't want that to happen. So He gives us the direction. He gives us the instruction. Don't eat the pig. Don't eat the shellfish. Why? Your doctor will tell you when your cholesterol level is at 500, you need to leave the shrimp alone. You know, that's the first thing the doctor tells you. Leave the shellfish alone, so this way you could lower your cholesterol.
But the part that God doesn't know what. But what we need to point out, because you were pointing out to the Bill of Rights, the Declaration, these laws are only for a moral and religious people. We've given rights to our judicial system. What everybody needs to watch on YouTube before they take it down is type the American Heritage series. American Heritage series with David Barton. Watch that series. He goes into it, and what we've allowed to happen is they're not three co-equal branches. The executive and the Congress and Senate are really equals. They're the ones that make laws. The judicial does not make laws, but they've been,
right.
And they have no power. They should really have no power, because everything that they rule on says is the opinion of the court. So it's the opinion of God that when you don't follow him, that, you know, these things are going to happen. So, you know, a climate emergency, there's no climate emergency. I heard one ridiculous story today. You know, Texas is having, you know, they've never had heat before. Are you stupid? Okay, but here, let me bring up the climate emergency. They're trying to stop these idiots. And this is what these idiots don't understand, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't understand is once America's ingenuity is gone, once their the power of business is gone, and the people don't think and the people don't do their business any longer, then America is gone, okay? Because others will take over. Because what made America great is that we followed God. And he blessed us, and he says that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the first 14 verses. He says, if you follow me, I will bless you. So now we bring up this story again. You know, declaring a climate emergency. That, you know, where's Al Gore? Remember Al Gore saying that the ice caps are going to melt, and they had to take down the signs in the national... let me just get your picture so you can talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make another note, especially on this climate emergency, national emergency. For us who believe, this is such a lie. And I say that because when we see in Genesis that it says, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. When God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then he rested on the seventh day. Why did he rest? He rested so that it itself could produce. If God is all-knowing, okay, and he knows the end from the beginning, and he knew that we were going to be in a national climate emergency, that we were about to face extinction, don't you think he would have done something to prevent that? Oh, wait a minute. He did. He rested because he knew that this is not going to happen. Okay? Man is not strong enough or more wiser than God to destroy what he has created. Okay? If we as believers believe that, there's something really wrong with each and every one of us.
So let's move on to the next part of this this strategy that the evil is using. Okay, let's move on to this next story. Penn State professor claims school forced him to teach English. To teach English language is white supremacy and a religious cult. So a language that a country speaks is supremacy. So in Puerto Rico, what do they speak? Spanish. In Mexico, what do they speak? Spanish. So is that Spanish supremacy because that's what they speak there? Okay. So what they're doing is dehumanizing. They're doing this, their strategies. Let me try to bring it up again so we can see that, because everything is a plan. There's nothing random. Okay, there's nothing random. So we see in number 4, stages of genocide, dehumanization. Okay, so we get to this dehumanization stage. So now we have white supremacy is a religious cult. English language is white supremacy. Just, you know, having your skin a certain color is that. So then you get singled out and ridiculed because of this. But I thought we got rid of this. So how come we can't, Dr. King did his thing. And he, you know, they had the marches, and they marched on Washington, and they had that powerful speech on in the National Mall, on the National Mall. So now, because of a different color skin, now you're doing the same thing over again? I thought we got rid of that, but see, there's nothing new under the sun. Solomon wrote That's to right. us. Solomon wrote us to us, said, there's nothing new under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes. So we have this part here of now you're saying this, the foundation against intolerance and racism. So now white, being white is racist? No, people are racist, not people groups. Do you have a bunch maybe in some groups? Yeah. Okay, you got some smart people in every group and some dumb people in every group. That's just the way we are. Okay, so now this dehumanization and this genocide part, now we're up to this because now you're totally flipping it. And when you go to the WEF, the World Economic Forum, what's the makeup of that group? Mostly lighter skinned people, mostly men. You have some of different groups. Are they all racist? Well, those people are racist. Bill Gates is a eugenicist. He wants to get rid of all the black people. That's why he tests all of his stuff out in Africa, where primarily you got darker skin because of the climate over there. So Ben, you know, are you a racist because, you know, you speak, you know, your family's from Puerto Rico? What do you think is going on here?
Well, this is a prime example of the dehumanization. You make people feel inadequate because of a situation that they have no control over. Okay, I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm 15% Northern African. Okay, 62% Iberian Peninsula. I'm 15% Native American. So does that make me racist because I was born with white skin? No. I believe that there's every shade of color under the sun, from the lightest hair, crystal blue eyes, to the darkest skin that shines purple and blue eyes. We're all one race, and that's what people need to really understand. There aren't different races. There are different shades to the human race. And all colors combine together to create a masterpiece, which is what Hashem has done. You know, he has created a masterpiece with every color and shade under the sun. Look at nature. You have the vibrant greens with the splendid yellows and the beautiful, you know, purples and the oranges and the reds, and it all blends together to praise God. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to praise God. We're supposed to worship God. And the media has us looking at each other like you're less than me because you're white and I'm not, or I'm brown and you're yellow. No, each of us has a specific role in this world, and we've lost sight of that role. You know, our role is to enjoy and to take care of what our Father has created, you know. And we're letting this division blind us. It that's all it is. It's blinding, and it's a house of mirrors and smoke screens. You know, we need to wake up, people. We say this every week, and if we don't, it is definitely going to be too late, and then there's nothing that we're going to be able to do about it.
Yeah, we really need to look at that, because we're the watchmen on the tower. The law is not specific to just Israel, because when God gave the commandments, there was a mixed multitude of many different people, many different colors, many different slaves that were all set free. So now we come to the last part of this week's show, in the control. Okay, all this is leading up to another, all of a sudden we have outbreaks of malaria, H5N1, swine flu, monkeypox, all in the news again. You know, we got all these things in the news again, and even have the Washington Post saying today that COVID never ended. These things, they want to control us. So that's why I started out this week's show in showing you that they want to take away the pizza ovens. That's just it's an ice cube in an iceberg. It's just a little part of what else is they're trying to do, having this climate national emergency. Everybody, we should surround these politicians with every ounce of everything that we are. You know, maybe in Israel they have a good idea. You know, they're going to the politicians' homes and surrounding their homes. We need to do what the godless are doing to us. You know, they're surrounding our homes, they're surrounding our businesses. Well, we need to go and do the same to these politicians, because what they're doing, they're getting ready for another big lockdown. In Australia, New Zealand, other parts of the world, they're getting ready, and they said, my wife was just telling me at dinner, what she heard was that they waited too long, we want to save more lives this time. There wasn't a pandemic before, you know, the supposed Spanish flu, which was not real, it was a military operation. Do your research, okay? So let's just say that was a pandemic. How many pandemics do we have? So why is Bill Gates talking again? Why are these people talking again? Unless they're part of what's going on. But now we have all H1, the swine flu, malaria, and all this stuff. They're gonna do some. What do you think about this last story, Ben? What's your last couple of shekels?
Well, this is definitely what's going to happen. They're creating fear. They're fear-mongering, because they know that because of fear, people will voluntarily give up their rights. They know that if they produce these invisible enemies, because that's what they are, they're invisible enemies, that they'll be able to control us again. And that's what they want, because after the lifting up of all the restrictions for COVID, everybody went haywire, you know, and they don't want that to happen. They want to keep everybody under control. They want to keep everybody afraid, and they want to keep everybody away from the Word of God, because this is all happening now, but the next step is to take away the Word of God, so this way you can't read it and understand it and follow it. So that's what's coming after all this. Mark my words, people, this is what's going to happen. They do everything in stages, and history repeats itself. For those of you who didn't study history, you're going to repeat it.
You're definitely going to repeat it. That's why I started off this show with that poem and the picture of the pizza oven, because if you allow them to take away that anywhere in this United States, we're supposed to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But none of this works unless you are a God-fearing nation, which we are not. When we're having the homos march in cities naked with their parts hanging out and doing nasty things, you know, those people should be hung. They should be burned at the stake, like, you know, this is what the scriptures talk about. But if you can't even stop eating a ham sandwich, and you can't worship on the right day, why should God protect us? How can any Christian that's worshiping on Sunday say that the homosexuals are wrong? You're just doing something in a different way. But it comes down to the pizza oven. They're getting rid of the pizza ovens in New York City. Do you really think it's going to stop in just there? Okay, the plandemic, the COVID thing was a test. Now they've gathered all their data. They've sat together at their World Economic Forum. They've made new plans, and they have the money behind them. They have the governments behind them. You got Trudeau in Canada becoming a communist state. You know, where are the men? You know, where are the people that, you know, fought for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? We don't have people like that anymore. If they try to shut Beth Goyim down, well, that happened to me once in Jersey. Will never happen again. We own the property. It's dedicated to God. And we can defend ourselves here. I'm going to stand for the word of God. And if you take my life, I win anyway. Because you have to, what I'm telling you is pick where that line is going to be for you. But if you're willing to stand for God before this happens, He will stand with us. But He has to see that you're on His side first. Does He know the end from the beginning? Yes, but you don't. We have to show that we're going to be faithful to Him and His ways no matter what. So if you're faithful with a little bit, you'll be faithful with a lot. And He gave America a lot of great stuff. He gave the world a lot of great stuff. There's all the continents and countries I've been to, every country has its beauty. Every country has its good people. Every country has its good parts. And every country has equally the bad parts too. But God gave His word to everybody. Everybody knows about the flood. Every culture has a story about a flood. Everybody knows a creation. And God's signatures in each and every person that He's created. So we're coming to a time, you know, like I said, if you're willing to give up your oven for pizza, then you're willing to give up your 4th of July barbecue. Then you're willing to give up your own barbecue at your house. Where does it stop? It doesn't stop, because once evil gets power, it feeds on fear. I still see people when I go food shopping wearing masks. I mean, are you stupid? Unbelievably stupid. But that's where we've come to, because we don't hold education high in this land anymore. We hold racism and sexuality. That's what we're teaching our kids. So even if we push it off a little bit, we got to start training the children in the Word of God. But we have to start following it ourselves. Because we don't shine the light is gone. We once were a city on a hill, and now we're a city in shambles and crumbling. De Tocqueville wrote, where does the power... He came to America, and he saw where the power came from. He said the power was coming from the churches, from the pulpit. Well, come to Beth Goyim. You're going to hear powerful lessons, because we stand with God. We stand with, we believe in Messiah. And He believed that the Father said, not one jot or tittle be lost until heaven and earth pass away. Well, we still need to follow God's rules, and we need to get our pizza in the oven. And for Ben Jimenez, This is Rabbi Hanun ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation. Till next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's bethgoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word. Not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.